The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the practice offering suggestion this morning was invoking gratitude, being grateful for everything. As you walked and sat, just to see how, what kind of a shift in perspective that would bring in the mind. So before I say more, I'd love to hear from a few of you who invoked that or didn't. What happened? What didn't happen? What worked? What didn't work? There's so much wisdom in this room. So I think we have a microphone working. Yeah, great. So please, what did you notice? Yeah, Judith.
Well, I've been experiencing some things in my life for which I am not grateful or haven't been. And when you mentioned that just now, I had just a glimmer of the possibility of, oh, even this. I could be grateful for even this. What a concept.
Yeah.
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 So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I would say that the reflection worked for me because when I was doing walking meditation, I had some leg pain. And I said, I used to think until this week, this shouldn't be happening. And then I thought, it should be happening because there are causes and conditions. And so I thought, okay, I'm grateful that I'm seeing that. There are causes and conditions, and it should be happening because it takes away a victim mentality.
Interesting exploration. Interesting how it shifts the mind. Thank you. Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice.
Thank you. So it's Thanksgiving time. It's a good time to reflect on family and the role of family in my life. And I recently moved back home, and I've sort of been struggling with my relationship with my parents, and sort of I reflected a little bit on the idea of being cared for and people caring for you. And, you know, I realize that, you know, there are the different languages of love and all that, and I think the same can apply to caring as well. And the idea that people do care about you, but they show it in certain ways. And you just, for me, it's just been about sort of understanding their perspective when they do things and what it shows in their intention, as opposed to trying to label it according to, you know, my values and what I think of as a caring act or a caring gesture, and just trying to get rid of that ego, you know, of who these people are and who I am, and just see things a little bit more objectively and as the caring acts that they are. Being grateful for that, obviously.
Nice, nice. Thank you for that. Especially as we move into Thanksgiving tomorrow, and many of us will be gathered with family and friends. That is such a good note for daily life practice, to be grateful for everything, to be grateful for people who are in our lives, and they're quirky in their own ways, and they have the intention to be kind, and maybe they're giving us advice, and they think it's really important for us to do something. It's coming from a good place, even though it may not be appropriate, but just being grateful for everything, grateful for their kindness, that they are taking the time, or whatever else might happen. Yeah, thank you for that. Any other reflections? Anything else that came up you noticed? Reflecting on gratitude, being grateful for everything. Anything that didn't work? Did it make sense? Did it not make sense? Going once, going twice, yeah, Jen.
Well, it's interesting that the biggest thing that came up for me was not consciously associated with your instructions. The small ones were, I'll confess, I took part of the walking meditation time to go to the convenience store and get a cup of coffee after coming all the way from Berkeley. And I found myself enormously appreciating the smallest things, the quality of the weather, the air, nice. The fact that someone came up with that great idea for the cardboard things around the cups so your fingers don't get burned.
Nice.
So that was very conscious appreciation and gratitude. But the much larger thing that came up quite by accident, and that I didn't associate with this until just now, was, as you know, 4 years ago I lost my husband to cancer. And it's still rather painful, as you can tell. It's much easier than it was even a year ago. But while I was out walking, I found myself so appreciating the time that we did have. Mm. So, turning it around, not focusing on whether I feel sadder than I used to or less sad than I used to, but simply saying, wow, what a time that was. And I think that's connected to your instructions.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Yeah, gratitude, lighting up what is good. Putting a shining bright light on what is good, what is to be grateful, what there is to be grateful about. Instead of the bright shining light on what's not so good. It's the same glass half full, half empty. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I appreciate how you brought up how there was this aspect of conscious invocation of gratitude, which leads to the subconscious invocation of gratitude in ways and for things that we least expected. We don't really associate gratitude for those sometimes. And so I was telling someone in the practice discussion, it's gratitude is like concentric circles of expanding in concentric circles. There are some things that clearly they're easy in the smallest circle close to us. It's easy to be grateful for. It might be our health, or it might be our friends, family, loved ones, might be for working our job, could be just things that people's mind usually directly go to, the first things. And then there's the next level where when you think about causes and conditions, and when you think of things that are more generally available to you, oh, roads, these are roads that don't have potholes that I can drive on, and there's a there's safety, which is huge, we're not living in a war zone, so there is that feeling of safety. We don't have to fear for our lives when we leave this building. Then there is sunshine. There are stoplights. There's some rules governing how people drive. There's so much the mind can have a field day for things that it usually doesn't notice. That there are laws governing how loud, I don't know, trucks can be, or I don't know, just, you know, the mind can have a field day about all these things that, wow, we usually don't think about. And then people that we don't think about, people whose efforts and labor affect us. If you work in an office, the janitors whose work really affect you, people whom we don't see, or the barista who makes your coffee in that moment is their expertise is affecting your experience. So there's just so much. There's so many ways that we can be grateful. And then another concentric circle beyond that is things that maybe are not so, from our perspective, from our human selfish perspective, are not so good, but maybe we can see the good in them. And we're kind of like massaging the mind. Well, okay, maybe it's not so good that, you know, I have this pain right now, but maybe I can be more appreciative and take care of my back more now after I get up. So you can sort of, with our logical thinking mind, we can try to see the good in them. And then there are some things that, again, from this self perspective, they're kind of outside things that we're kind of trying to see the good, but we can't. So these concentric circles that I laid out, again, these are circles from the self, the human self, the self perspective. Whereas the enlightened mind perspective, there's gratitude for everything, equally, completely. And by invoking the instruction of having gratitude for everything, it's a pointer to that enlightened mind, to that mind that has so much spaciousness, so much equanimity, that everything is perfect just as it is, and there's gratitude for everything just as it is in this world, in this universe. It's a different perspective than what we usually take on, but there can be glimpses of it. There can be glimpses of it when we take on this actual practice of invoking gratitude. The mind now and then drops into this larger enlightened mind perspective of gratitude for everything, as it was highlighted by the comments of things that we don't usually typically find ourselves grateful for. So, yeah, please.
So I realized that if I didn't have this sort of feeling about tomorrow and how will everybody be tomorrow, that kind of thing, you know, it expanded out more to, well, if I were grateful for everything, the whatever it is, it would just, there wouldn't be this anticipation of what it's going to be like. It'll just, it's okay.
Yeah.
So that whole element of being able to, kind of like what you just said, but that's how it came to me.
Lovely. Thank you for that. Yes, yes. Grateful for everything, whatever will be tomorrow.
You know? I'll show up.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah. Great. Okay. So with that, oh, one more comment. Yeah. Sure. Oh.
I've been on a little retreat recently, and the meditation went really well there, and I find it really difficult to keep that up when I sit by myself.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if there's anybody here who sits at 6 o'clock in the morning, so I could imagine, oh, I'm sitting with some Sangha members.
Ah.
So I was wondering if you sit at 6, would you raise your hand? I'm so grateful.
You have 4 hands raised.
I got 4 hands. Thank you. I will sit.
5 hands raised.
Oh,
you
thanks.
5.
6:30. I'll be sitting at 6.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I'll be sitting with you tomorrow morning.
That is
thanks
really
very much.
Sweet. Yeah. Oh.
It's slow, isn't it? It's slow. They have 5 o'clock, so you can
see right.
All the time. And it just moves forward all the way through the,
yeah.
the planet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true.
It's nice to have a perspective.
I know, that's really nice. Yeah. I'm feeling gratitude for the question that you brought up and all the hands that went up, and this feeling of camaraderie that I'm going to think of all of you sitting together, quote unquote, at 6 a.m. How sweet. How sweet.
Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you all.
Thank you. Great. And there's also one last thing. We're running over time, but one last thing I want to say. If you have a smartphone, even if you don't have a smartphone, if you have a computer, yeah, perfect, iPad works. There is this app called Insight Timer, and it shows how many people are meditating with you in that moment in the world.
Oh, and, great.
And there are also groups, so maybe at some point we should make an IMC Sangha group, and you can sign into that group, and you see how many people are meditating with you at a given time. So
that would be great. Yeah.
Okay, all right, sounds good. All right, over time. So may you be grateful for everything. Thank you.
Thank you.